Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
All right, 98th minute now. It's 1-0 Spain, and are they going to call it?
Come on.
They're going to call the match? They're going to give Portugal maybe one more chance here? It says plus six.
Yeah, make it up as they go.
Of course.
Here we go. No idea when it ends.
Nobody in the world knows except for like two people.
Yes, right.
Okay, yeah. So I guess they're just going to let Portugal go down and see if they can get one more opportunity and then call it, question mark? I don't know. Oh, man, they're going to let him run around here.
This is why it's infuriating.
Sure.
It says 6 minutes and we're at 98. You know? It's just...
You got to be better than this. You have to be.
You're going to lose your mind if Portugal scores.
Of course I'm going to.
At that.
Okay, so now... Is that it?
There it is. They called it.
They're not going to come over and call like a penalty, are they, on this? There's no card?
Celebrate.
Oh, there's a yellow card.
He was just...
There's a yellow card on Spain.
They were just celebrating, so I thought they called it.
Look at this. They have three guys going at the same exact time. Now they're going to come over and call a yellow card.
Oh, my God. We're still going.
No, sure. Again, winner here gets a USA-Belgium winner coming up a little bit later on tonight. I just got an unbelievable tidbit, by the way, from a gentleman who works here at Circa on last night's Mexico-England match. I'll give that to you in a second. I just want to see how this match is going to unfold here. So now Portugal with a kick coming up.
Outrageous.
Now, if nothing happens here, goes out of bounds, it's got to be the match. Get a stop. Oh, header doesn't go. Wide left of the net.
Everything's off at DraftKings.
That's it.
There it is. Okay.
There's the match.
1-0. All right.
Spain advances, and they have yet to concede a goal in the entire tournament.
Over 600 minutes now, Luke. 600 consecutive minutes, not allowed a goal?
That is wild. And they just showed a shot of Ronaldo, and he's 41. That's it, right?
That's it. That's what he said. That's it. 8-1, 1-0.
Okay.
Hopefully we play him Friday in Inglewood.
I guess good luck scoring against them, huh?
Give me a number. What's USA, Spain?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Can you put up a 2.5? You're right. They don't allow a goal.
Okay, so if I got Spain minus 102 today, late against Portugal.
Portugal's ranked sixth. We're 15th.
Yeah. So I don't think Spain would be $2, would they?
Well, because of the USA.
I don't think you'd go that high on them.
Won't allow it. I'd like to hear from a bookmaker. That would be. Yeah.
Okay, let me give you a couple things.
Yep. This is great because I was doing the same thing last night. I could not believe the in-play price when England had a guy sent off, what it was at. Because I had the lead, though, still.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you were betting Mexico?
No, I was betting England.
Okay.
They were $1.20 to win.
Yeah, that's right.
And they had the lead.
I used to make that
mistake. This is like the 82nd minute.
Yep, I used to make that mistake when I knew absolutely nothing about soccer, and there would be a red card early on in the match, and I would bet the team that was at full strength. I'm like, well, they're going to, and it would never happen. I'm like, well, that I learned my lesson quickly there. Uh-huh. Just because a team is down, a man, doesn't mean that they're going to lose the match. But this is from Patrick Everson. Does a great job, Vegas Insider. So the 3-2 win last night for England became Caesar's most bet soccer match ever. The in-play was absolutely off the charts. VP of trading Craig Mucklow said, quote, "We anticipated Monday's USA game breaking the handle record, but the madness in Azteca tonight surpassed all the records by such an altitude that it may be broken tomorrow. It took a bonkers game, but one for the history books for both the customers and the book. When England went down 10 men, all the money was on Mexico. All of it came on Mexico."
Yep.
You said that we have Tommy?
Yes.
Very cool.
Spain plus 370 to win now. Second choice behind France.
Okay, we go out to the Progressive guest line. Longtime analyst Tommy Smith joins the program now. Sir, it's a pleasure. Thanks for the time today. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What an exciting game that was. Oh, yes. My God. If you had your money on Spain, you were sweating for sure.
Yeah, and what do you make of the Spain side now? Because that was a grinder today. They scored late, 91st minute, I believe, to get that win. And the draw now against Cape Verde looks better today than when that draw took place, obviously. They were really good in their previous match. They have yet to concede, Tommy. This is pretty nuts.
Yeah, I think it's about 10 hours since anybody scored a goal against them. So, you know, but they play a very slow, deliberate type of game. I mean, there's times you'd get bored looking at them because nobody can get the ball away from them. And they keep playing it amongst themselves. I mean, the young man hasn't really, Lamine Yamal hasn't really hit the headlines yet. He's due a really good game. So if I was a Spanish supporter, I would be saying, yeah, the best is definitely going to come. And of course, they meet the winners of tonight's game between the US and Belgium.
How do you think that's been handled by FIFA? And what do you think of the Balogun controversy?
Oh, I think it has been handled very poorly, very strange decisions. And I mean, I'm not really going to get into it now because I didn't think it was a yellow card, but that doesn't mean anything what we think. You know, if you get a red card, you get a red card. You get suspended, you get suspended. And I mean, people are saying, well, it's, you know, they did it with Ronaldo. Yeah, but first of all, Ronaldo wasn't in the finals at that time. They were in the playoffs. And what Ronaldo got was a 3-game suspension. He served one game of the suspension and then put him on probation for the 2 other games. So it's a completely different situation. Nobody seems to understand it, but hey, it happens. You got to deal with it. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how it affects the game tonight because, you know, I'd say if I was on the Belgium side, I would be coming out with fire in my face tonight.
Well, how do you think the matchup looks overall on paper?
It's a pick 'em. Mm-hmm. You know, either team can get it. I mean, Belgium backed into this one because they were behind 2 goals in the last game, and they bring in Lukaku and he scored a goal. So then they got an extra penalty kick, and that won the game for them. It was a very dubious penalty kick. So they're there. I wouldn't think they're there on the merit. I mean, this was a great Belgium team if you went back 4-8 years ago, 2 World Cups. I mean, they had the golden era of Belgium football, Hazard and all those guys. They never won anything. And it would be very strange if this team who have now... I mean, Kevin De Bruyne 2 years ago, or maybe 3 years ago, was probably in the top 5 players on this planet. He didn't want to play in the last World Cup in Qatar. And he has gone off. He's gotten a bit older since then. But, you know, there's still a good game in him. He is the man that the U.S. have to watch him tonight because he's a game winner on his own.
Yeah, they can't lose him tonight on the pitch, obviously. Okay, so for one second here, Tommy, let's assume that USA beats Belgium tonight. And we were talking about Spain here when you popped on. They just beat Portugal 1-0 in. Ronaldo was kind of doing a victory lap there. He was getting applauded by both sides and kind of enjoying the moment because this is going to be it for him. USA's prospects against Spain would look like what, in your opinion?
I would say Spain will be 1-10 against the U.S. That'll be the betting on it in Europe anyhow. I mean, they haven't allowed a goal in 10 hours. And I mean, they should have won several championships. They haven't won it. I mean, their best players haven't really performed well. And I'm talking about the youngster who will celebrate his 19th birthday, Lamine Yamal, out on the right-hand side. The only thing that he does in games, guys, is if you watch the game closely today, every time he got the ball, he had 2 guys on him. That means that somebody has dropped off somewhere. And if you can find where that person has dropped off, you have an opening to go through and get a goal. That's what they did the last day. They didn't use it so well today. I mean, their centre-forward didn't play well today at all. And even Cucurella coming up, Corals as I call him, coming up on the left-hand side, he didn't have a good game today. But Spain dictated the pace completely. I mean, at times I was watching here with my wife and I said, this is as boring. Because Spain were just coming with the ball, slow, slow, quick, quick, quick. It was almost like you were taking a dance lesson.
Yes. This has been the best World Cup of my lifetime. I cannot believe all the goals and how the superstars are performing and the great stories. Are you in favor of keeping the expanded field moving forward?
Yeah, but I'm not sure that I want to go any further. They'll send 64 the next time around. You know, it might be good for Ireland. We might finally qualify, but that'd be another story for another day. I don't think it should be any more than this. I mean, everybody complained about it. I said, let's see. I do Grumpy Pundits with Rodney Marsh, and I said, let's see how it works out. It has worked out to perfection. I mean, this has been a fantastic World Cup. It's just so sad that this controversy over this red card has developed and you know, it's going to tarnish a lot of people's opinion of the World Cup, unfortunately.
Tommy, what do you make of the other 2 matches that we have tomorrow, the final 2, in fact, of the round of 16? Do you expect Argentina and Colombia to both get by those matches and then ultimately meet later in the week?
Yeah, well, I'd expect Argentina to win. That I don't question. Colombia, an awful lot of people are writing Switzerland off. I'm picking this one as a draw, which means that it'll go into added time. At 90 minutes, it'll be a draw. Because Switzerland, they are very good. They have a few very, very good players. I know Colombia has played out of their skin in this competition. And they were not as good in qualification in South America as they have been in the actual competition itself. I think it's going to be a very, very tough game. I can see it coming down to the wire. Might even go to penalty kicks, that one.
How about Morocco against France? Morocco's been, they got outplayed by Canada in the first half, but they were awesome in the second half, and they have been really good, I thought, throughout the entire tournament. Can Morocco be there and make it really difficult for France in that matchup?
Oh, yeah. They can. I mean, they're very sneaky, quick up front. I mean, one of the problems is against Brazil, they played the first 20 minutes. Against Scotland, they played the first 30 minutes. The other day, they didn't show up until maybe 40 minutes gone. So they're very unpredictable in terms of how they show up for these games. I mean, they have great players. They can give France a bit of trouble. But Mbappe and Olise, I think they just know how to win. And I think it's going to be very hard. Like I said, I've said all along that France are my pick to win it all. And I'm not changing my mind now just because they're playing Morocco.
Okay, very good. Tommy, great talking to you. Thanks so much for the time. Enjoy the match coming up tonight.
Take care of yourselves, guys, okay?
Be good.
Thank you, sir.
On X, at Tommy Smith, ESPN, also SiriusXM commentator as well, longtime soccer analyst.
Did he say he makes Spain 1,000?
What, 1-10? Is that what he said?
Huge favorite, really?
Yeah.
We haven't conceded in 600 minutes.
I'll give you an idea of how big the Mexico-England match was here tonight and what that might mean if USA keeps winning. Coming up next here on VSiN.
Let me get your attention real quick, podcast listeners. I've got something for you that almost feels too good to be true. First, credit where credit's due. If you're listening to this podcast, you're already leveling up your betting game. You're riding along with our best bets and top angles. And when there's a good game on, you're getting involved with a few props and alt markets as well. There's one more layer if you really want to step things up, and that's VSiN Pro. I've mentioned it before, but things are only getting better for our pro subscribers. We just rolled out our MLB prop projections, breaking down some of the best edges across strikeouts, hits, home runs, and more. And that's on top of everything else pro subscribers already get, including public betting splits, expert picks, and betting guides across the sports calendar. If you haven't tried it yet, stop sleeping on it. You can get your first month just $9.99 or save big with promo code POD26 on the annual subscription. Hit the link in the description and start cashing in with VSiN Pro. All right, back to the show.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
You're going to hear from Eric Winalda coming up in a couple of moments here. He was on Money Moves earlier today. Obviously, former great player for Team USA, World Cup appearances. What are you hearing, Paulie, from bookmakers across the country about a possible USA-Spain match?
Jeff Sherman, Spain minus 250 in regulation.
Oh, so they would be higher than $2.
Minus 1.5 plus 110. Spain to advance minus $5.
Ooh.
Guys at Circa, Spain to advance minus $4. Johnny Avello at DraftKings, Spain to advance minus 280.
Wow.
Dollar
that's
10.
Slightly different, huh?
$1.10 in regulation.
$1.10 in regulation at DK.
Now, what will they open at? What will it close at? Sure. But those numbers here, I think more with Jeff Sherman and the guys at Circa are right. $5, $4 to advance.
Yeah, because, I mean, is it just going to be a deluge of money on Team USA?
Yeah.
I would suspect, right?
Yes, especially if we're impressive. Yes.
Yeah, if they look good tonight?
Yes.
So I was talking to a pit boss here at Circa during one of the commercial breaks. He told me, you ready for this? He's been here for a long, long time, seen everything.
Yeah, I just talked to a bartender, too. I want to see what.
Okay. Yep. He said that last night's match between Mexico and England here at Circa was unlike anything he's ever seen. He said the people here at the bar behind the sports book were pushed all the way back to the tables, and he had to do his best to like keep them off the tables.
Oh my God.
Watching the game. And he said the air went out of the place after England's second goal. But when Mexico scored 5 minutes later to make it 2-1, he said it was at least a minimum of twice as loud as he's heard anything ever at Circa.
Multiple bartenders said it was like the Super Bowl. It was a sea of green. And people just stretched back. He's talking about it at Mega Bar, where he's at. He said it just stretched, nothing but people lined up back behind the side of the bar, going behind where people sit at the bar.
And I wanted that. That's one of the reasons why I wanted Mexico to keep winning, because I wanted to keep seeing that here in Las Vegas and beyond.
Yeah.
And you get that with USA as well. Wow. They're all right now, and the scene tonight in Seattle is just, as you could imagine, phenomenal.
It's also a good angle, too, what Meat Man said, because he thought Mexico was going to get found out. They wouldn't have been able to play in Mexico anymore after that last match.
Oh, yeah.
So he was salivating at the prospects of betting against them moving forward, which would have been Saturday against Norway. Is that Miami? I forget. On Saturday.
What would you do if that number becomes available for if we get Spain and USA, and Spain can be had at -110 in regulation?
That's a bet.
That's absolutely a bet.
Yeah.
It has to be a bet.
I mean, it's time. You put up a prop. Will they allow a goal in the tournament?
Uh-huh.
Put that up.
This is wild.
Yes. Portugal had a couple opportunities, but
not many.
I know.
Some.
Yeah.
Earlier today, Eric Winalda, he's been very gracious with his time here for shows across VSIN throughout the entire World Cup. He was on Money Moves, and he explained the process of Balogun's red card.
Call was terrible, though. And going back to it, and just so everybody's clear, we all know Infantino got a call from President Trump. Those are just two guys talking, so everybody calm down. This was an independent committee that made a decision to alter the pathway of whether he was able to stay in the tournament or not. So it had nothing to do with those two guys. Just want to make that very clear. I mean, I've been watching everybody freak out about that. I think it was 12 people on that committee. It was a unanimous vote that they felt that it was an unjust decision, that it would be unfortunate for Balogun not to play. Even though they're going to catch a lot of heat for this, we should be thrilled that he's back on the field. But this is obviously a talking point today.
You can bet this, prediction markets. You saw a number of 32 million people that are going to watch tonight.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is that's only based on the number that we're going to get from Fox, because the last match was 24 plus million on Fox. And then Luke said that Telemundo had another 9 million. So if you're going to include Telemundo, then it's going to go to probably 40 plus million tonight, I would think. 32, is it worth a bet in your opinion?
Can't come close to a Super Bowl numbers, I guess. Talking 130 million then. Boy, well, we're way off that, though.
I would not rule that out if they were to win that one and somehow make the semis.
There's still a lot of anti-soccer people.
It's also the summertime, too. You got to keep
timing.
That in mind.
Where the timing, yes. Because you're playing during the day. You know, the next game would be Friday at 3 Eastern. That's tough. USA to win in extra time, 12-1. USA to win on penalties, 9-1. Belgium in extra time, 14-1. Also 9-1. To win on penalties. DraftKings has it. Will there be a goal scored up to the 15th minute? Yes, +225. Circa has goal in the first 10 minutes, which we did in the first two matches. That is +415.
What's their price tonight on a team to come back and win? And that has to be in 90 minutes. That was the bet that was up like 70 units over the span.
They have lowered this big time here at Circa. It's still a good price at DraftKings. You get Belgium and USA combined +525.
Okay.
Which has been cut in a half. But there's bigger numbers on DraftKings. You can also bet time of the first goal and method of the first goal. Shot -$2. Header 5-1. Penalty 7. Own goal 25. Free kick 20-1. When do you think the first goal happens? For example, in the Spain match, that would have paid 14-1. If the first goal to happen in the 90th minute.
I have no idea.
Yeah. You can bet 10-minute intervals.
Yeah. I would just say, if I'm going to bet that both teams to score in the over 2.5, I mean, give them to me early so I don't have to sweat it out for 2.5 hours.
21st to 30th minute, 5-1. 31st through the 40th is 6. 41 through 50 plus 750. And it was go on and on and on. It gets up there.
What do you do if I told you right now that the France-Spain total is going to be 2.5?
I would have to. I want to know the weather, because based on what transpired in the last France match, it felt like 120 degrees on the field, and I would say that's an under if it's outside, and if the final, you know, not the can't play in the final. Final would be at MetLife, but the semi, I'd like to know the weather where the match is played, but I would still say an under.
What'd you have for this? Is up until like late last week.
Mm-hmm.
All of these matches combined that were indoors were averaging 3.5 goals per game.
Yes.
Okay.
That's interesting too.
Yeah. Right.
Factor in. We still have a lot of indoor games, climate controlled as well. Caesars and Will Hill has this also. Number of own goals for the entire tournament, it's 15.5. We've had a record. There's 14 already. There's 11 matches left.
I'll keep betting. Just bet the over.
We need two more.
Yeah.
That seems like a bad number to me.
Is it juiced? Like
$1.20.
Okay.
That's it. You need two more own goals in 11 matches to cash that ticket.
Okay, so then what do we make of the so we talked about that earlier with the total goals in this game potentially. The weather factored in, because it's going to be a super nice day today in Seattle. Now, if you look back at last night, that was not a super nice night in Mexico, obviously. That was hot, it was humid, and yet we had mm-hmm. 5 goals scored in the match
mm-hmm.
and a ton of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So does the weather really mean that much overall?
I think it does, yeah.
But if it's in Seattle tonight and it's going to be like 65 degrees, isn't that good?
Well, that doesn't play a factor tonight. No, yeah, right.
Right.
It's about the heat and humidity. It's a whole different ballgame if we're talking about 110. Like some people said it felt like 130 on that field in the France last match. I mean, that's a question for Meatman tomorrow. He's a big weather guy, and he can run it down tomorrow why he thinks low scoring if the weather's going to be that bad.
And I would say this, too. You brought this up a little bit earlier. To anybody looking on to catch on board right now with USA, if you're a little bit late to the party, you want to bet them on the future. Paul and I both think that you just have to do a rollover parlay. Like if you really want to get involved, bet them to win tonight.
Yeah, because if Spain's going to be $5 to advance.
That's all you need to know.
So think about that. And then if we win, it's France.
Yeah.
And then it could be possibly Argentina. Now, there could be an upset, but think of that path.
That's no question. I mean, you're going to be get that number might actually turn out to be on a rollover parlay. It might be like 60-1.
Yeah.
Or higher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm intrigued by France-Morocco. I think Morocco's really good. And I really hope that we get Argentina-Colombia. But something tells me the Swiss will not be an easy... It's not going to be a cakewalk for Colombia. And I have Colombia on several bets now to make the quarterfinals.
Yes, I think Colombia can get Argentina. And that would be an all-time call by Meatman. Deep. 2 years ago, gave that out on a future.
Yeah,
it's like that guy who, how about that guy's future ticket? He has a Anthony Edwards first score of the basket of the game with Colombia to win it. And the ant bet was in 2023 or something?
Yeah, I think it was like sometime in 2024.
Oh, God.
So okay. he's been holding on to this in his account for more than 2 years.
Yes, got a great number on Colombia. Fireworks have faded, still celebrating here at VSiN through July 7th. For just $299, 2 full years of VSiN Pro, 70% off the regular monthly price, NFL season betting guide, every best bet, every host, every guest, the betting splits, AI-powered prop projections, everything we do, 2 years. Don't wait. It expires after July 7th, VSiN.com/subscribe. Lock it in now, $299, VSiN.com/subscribe. Get it now. Final push. Come on.
Think about that. You can lock that in right now. That's like the guy having the bet on Anthony Edwards and Colombia.
You know.
2 full years for $299. Incredible. Chris the Bear Felica next. We'll get his thoughts, best bets on tonight's match coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Countdown to kickoff, 2.5 hours away from Seattle, USA and Belgium. We go out now to the Progressive guest line. Chris the Bear Felica, kind enough to join us here on Match Day, Bear Bets Podcast, also Fox Sports. Hey, Bear, thanks for the time today. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Be a little bit better if we could have gotten to add an extra time there. I had a Portugal double chance going there. I had a little draw as well. So, yeah, took a tough beat there, but hey, these late goals, like we were talking about in break, I've never seen. I think, 29 goals now have been scored after the 90th minute?
Yeah.
I think it's the number that I saw, so it's pretty incredible.
That is wild. We're going to run down, by the way, some numbers that we reached out to odds makers about Spain taking on USA if they get by Belgium tonight. Do they? Will Team USA win?
I think it's going to be an uncomfortable evening. I think that the match is priced accurately with what we've seen from both sides so far. I have not been super high on Belgium. They have looked old. They have looked lacking energy. But they still have class players like Doku and De Bruyne and Trossard. You can bring in Lukaku off the bench in a super sub type of role. And they have the most important player, I think, on the pitch if this thing does get to added extra time and to penalties in Thibaut Courtois. Like, I'm a Liverpool guy. He single-handedly won the Champions League final a couple of years ago in Liverpool. The guy in penalties is a problem. So the U.S. need to do everything that it can do, potentially try and do to keep this thing from going past the 90 and certainly into penalties.
Everyone's talking about this, you know, this angle, Belgium's ticked off, whatever, this aggression.
Yeah.
How about the USA side and the big shot in the arm now that we get our star back? How that plays out?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's the unspoken part of this. Like, of course, you're going to have all the Belgium pissed off. Now, if you need a red card suspension reversal to get fired up about potentially knocking out the United States in their home World Cup to get a berth in the quarterfinal to play Spain, what are you doing here? I get the amateur psychology part of it, but I think for the U.S. it certainly is an added lift because we've seen how dangerous they have been with Balogun in the middle and Pulisic on the outside, now that not having to move into that number nine position. So that it is a massive boost for the U.S. And I think it kind of gives them a little bit of a kick in the motivational seat per se as well.
Do you think we're going to get goals tonight? And do you think maybe the BTTS for both teams here is worth a bet?
Yeah, I think both teams to score is a good look. I mean, we've seen the U.S. be a little bit susceptible defensively. I know the three of the goals were against Turkey in that last group match, which really didn't mean anything. But they had that long run of games where they did concede a goal in international matches. So I think we're going to get that. I think Belgium will score. I think the U.S. will certainly crack that Belgium back line as well. I 1-1 sounds like a very logical, reasonable score line for me. I did play a draw on the three-way. I did play Kevin De Bruyne shots over 2.5. I think he's someone who they're going to have to take their chances. They're going to have to try and generate some type of offense, some type of pressure on the U.S. So I think De Bruyne over 2.5 shots. That was 145, so I let a little bit of a price there. But I think he needs to be more involved. Jeremy Doku needs to be more involved. That's going to be an interesting thing. Obviously, not seeing the lineups yet, but De Bruyne and Doku are certainly CDK were pulled and benched in that Senegal match, and it was only after they made the changes where they actually looked a little bit more dangerous and a little bit more on the front foot. Correct, that they were down 2-0 at the time as well, so they needed to be. But I'm curious to see if Belgium do make some tactical changes as well to try and create a little bit more urgency.
Let's get through here. Let's get to Friday. We would play at 3 Eastern. We reached out to 3 different bookmakers against Spain. Spain would be, one bookmaker said $5 to advance. At Circa, they said $4. Johnny Avello at DraftKings said $2.80. And Spain minus -110 in 90 minutes. What do you think of that line?
Anyway, 110 in 90 minutes would have to be like empty out the pockets and bring the suitcase to the counter, right? I mean, Spain hasn't allowed a goal in how long now? The players that they have in the midfield, the defense has been great. You got a keeper who has made some big saves when called upon. Arrizabal missed a sitter today, but he's been good. Still haven't seen the best from Lamine Yamal. He's actually been pretty disappointing. But the depth that they have, you can bring in a Marino off the bench to score. Like that is a team that could handle the pace that the U.S. has on the wings. And I hope the U.S. do win tonight, because we talked about this going into the competition. Like, round of 16 was like And Paul Carr, one of my good buddies, he put it best. Like the round of 16 to make the golf equivalent was like par. That's what they should be uh-huh. at. That's where they are. That's what they've reached. Anything like winning tonight and getting to the quarterfinal, which would be equal the furthest they've ever advanced, that would be a birdie or an eagle or exceeding expectations. And now you go against the defending Euro champion, a team with all that talent. You'll be back in the underdog role, and that would be a great thing. But I think ultimately quarters is where it ends should they get by Belgium. I think they should get by Belgium tonight. They're much better than I had given them credit for coming into this competition. I would love to see them get through tonight. But again, I am just so petrified of having to deal with the stoppage time or added extra time and any potentially penalty situation late tonight.
No question.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Yep. How should we play Argentina, Egypt, and you just think there's just that Egypt can't slow them down tomorrow morning?
I don't think they can. And the one thing that would be the immediate like hesitation in making a max type bet on Argentina in 90 minutes would just be they did have that emotional game last time out against Cape Verde in the heat in Miami, only a few days now to bounce back from that. But again, that's a team that's really, really deep. Egypt defensively are a problem. They have injuries, conceding all over, allowing a bunch of expected goals. This feels like maybe an Argentina team total over an adjusted team total over 2.5. I'm sure you can get a really nice price on that. Argentina maybe -1 in the first half, come out, score early, take advantage, and be able to kind of sell from there. But I would have a hard time seeing Egypt hanging around this match late. Mm-hmm.
Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, Chris the Bear Felica, on the Progressive Guest Line. How about the other match? A lot of us here at the network, we've been high on Colombia, have some sort of a future on this team, and they're to advance. They're $1.55 at DK, the Swiss +125. Any bet here?
I'd be interested in the draw or Switzerland on the double chance here. Switzerland has looked really good. Remember they allowed that late goal against Qatar in the opening match, and they completely dominated the game, and they should have won and just kind of messed with their food a little bit. All this talk about like young player of the tournament as well, like you're looking at the awards markets, and you see Lamine Yamal like +140, like the super short shot. Yunnan Bamzadi from Switzerland has been the best young player in the tournament by far. He's around 7-1 or so. Brillin Bolo is scoring goals, and Doye got involved the other day. They have a good young core. And Colombia, how often can you go back to the winning 1-0, winning kind of ugly? The work rate's been through the roof. Luis Diaz has not been the player that we've thought he would potentially be in this tournament. And I love his work rate, but he's missed some opportunities. I think Switzerland are in here with the chance, and I wouldn't hesitate to maybe take a little draw or a Switzerland +1, because every single Colombia match has kind of been a nail biter so far and a one goal margin.
Yeah, we have like 90 seconds here, but do you give the dog a chance in the other two matches we haven't talked about, Morocco against France or Norway against England?
I give Norway a chance. I do. I mean, there's a lot of familiarity there with Holland and some of the other players from the Norway squad that play in the Prem. Again, England has to bounce back from that match last night, which was an incredible atmosphere at the elevation. That game's going to be in Miami, so how does the heat affect both teams? I give Norway a chance in that match. Morocco, I don't give much of a chance against France. France is, I think, completely different level. I'm expecting to get France-Spain in the semi on that side of the draw, and we'll see. Ultimately, if it's England, Argentina, or maybe if Norway does continue to pull the shocker, they're better than I. They're the ultimate team that is better than I did give them credit for. I thought there was a chance they could finish third place in that group stage, and they have been fantastic.
Very cool. You can follow the Bear on X at Chris Felica. Join us here on the Progressive Guest Line. Love talking to you, Bear. Thanks. Enjoy the match tonight.
Absolutely, we will talk soon, guys.
There you go.
Great job,
Bear Betts podcast. Also, Fox Sports does a bang up job. As I've said before, I'm a big Bear guy. Love him. Up next, we will dive into today's Major League Baseball card. Massive matchup on tap. Rays hosting the Yankees. I mean, you know the iceberg has been hit when the Yankees couldn't take advantage of playing the Twins. Some crazy numbers coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
A little Major League Baseball here. In theory, the marquee game of the night and one that should be like super solid any day of the year during the baseball season would be the Yankees and the Rays. Also, because you're getting Cam Schlittler, who is the American League Cy Young short shot, against Shea McClanahan. The problem, the Yankees are in a tailspin that they've had some bad Junes or summers going back, and now this has continued into July. But you were on the Yankees on Friday night, and you won. Garrett Cole was on the hill. They won 5-2, and you ran down like the history between these two teams over the last like 20 years. And if you just go back, like they lost a series to the Twins at Yankee Stadium, first time since 2014. The Twins were 7-29 in the Bronx since then, and 19-69 since 2002.
Bingo. That's your big boy.
Are you kidding me?
19-69. Several of those years, they made the playoffs.
Yeah.
They had Johan Santana.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So you've dropped 9-10, 12-15, couldn't even win a series against the Twins. 41 runs in the last 15. Goldschmidt 0-22. I mean, the numbers are, no one's hitting.
No.
Fewest stretch here since 2016 with the run here. What's going on? I mean, it's an abomination what's happening.
And now look at this, by the way.
The prices you can find still on the Rays to win the division? Awesome.
Sure. I think the best number that I found when I was looking, they're around even money.
Yep.
To win. They're up by four games.
About the same thing.
They have a plus 35 run differential.
Yeah.
By the way, the Rays have the sixth easiest remaining SOS, Yankees 10th hardest. I think it's time to start examining that because we're beyond the halfway point of the season. Also, keep this in mind. The Yankees are taking money in this match today. The Rays are 31-12 at home.
That's right.
They take teams out in a body bag
here.
They
do. Swept them already, too. Yep.
Schlittler's off that horrible performance against Detroit. He allowed four home runs. Ah, man.
It's just an under if you want to.
Well, I know that
they can't hit, and you got Cam going, bounce back.
I just can't get on board with what the market's done here.
Okay.
I can't bet the Yankees. Nope.
No, I don't blame you.
No.
Can't do it.
Now, what do you want to do tonight? This could be a parlay leg
mm-hmm.
because the Rockies are playing the Dodgers. It's Freeland against Lauer. Freeland against this Dodgers roster, 215 plate appearances. It's a pretty decent sample size. A 22% K rate, 307 batting average, and a 557 expected slug on the road this year. Freeland has made 8 starts. He's 0-5 with an 8.31 ERA, a 1.62 whip, 9 home runs allowed in 34 innings. In 14 career starts at Dodger Stadium, he's 1-8. With a 4.62 ERA. The whip is bad. Tons of home runs.
Not good, Bob. I see a lot of runs here as well.
I kind of do as well. Do you trust...
He's got the worst ERA in baseball of a pitcher with 70 innings.
Do you trust Lauer enough to actually make the Dodgers a leg on a parlay?
Yes. And you can sprinkle props in. Ohtani, 540 career. Pajes, 600 career. Rojas, 480 career, and the beat goes on.
Okay, so then we just talked to Felica. He mentioned Argentina, maybe in a parlay. The Dodgers tonight, Argentina tomorrow, to win on the money line, not to advance, is a little bit shy of even money. You want to throw in France against Morocco?
I like your Morocco squad. Pretty good. I think France will win, but Morocco. How about, let me throw other options at you.
Okay.
The Giants have lost their last 11 games started by Roop. that's under the radar. He personally is 0-7 with an ERA of 6. And the Blue Jays are $1.12. Also, Walker Buehler's going against Arizona. He is 7-0 with a 1.98 the last 14 against Arizona.
Is that right?
They're $1.30. It's going against Fott.
Well, then just bet them straight up, I think.
Okay, you can do that too, but you want to throw in. But this is... 11 straight starts they've lost. And I know you're pissed off at what happened in Colorado. I can't believe Logan Webb. The June he had, and then he got eviscerated.
Oh, that's
in Coors and was awful and 15-1, whatever the hell that was.
Yeah, I mean, one of the bets I have for most wins in July happens to be the San Francisco Giants. And, you know, I gave my reasons why I bet it last week. And they had Webb going on Friday against Colorado. And we ran down the numbers. Like, has it been awful at Coors? Like a 4 little bit more than a 4 ERA, but numbers are overall pretty good for his career there, and plenty of starts, obviously being in San Francisco. He was the pitcher of the month in the National League with sublime numbers in the, for the entire month of June. And then they not only get blasted that game, but yesterday they blew a huge lead late. So it's like, guys, come on, you're killing me already here. I will say this about Gausman, who's going tonight for the Blue Jays in this spot against Roop and the Giants. He's got a 3.50 ERA at home. It goes up to 5.4 on the road. The whip is 1.06 to 1.42 on the road. And the Ks per nine at home in Toronto are 9.8 on the road, 7.4. So he is clearly not the same pitcher on the road. Now, Roop's numbers are, it's a 4.38 ERA at home with a 1.22 whip. He has 11 plus Ks per nine when he's at home. I don't know. To me, that would be a stay away. Yeah. So I got nothing on that one.
Dodgers win the game. Argentina in regulation. Over 1.5 goals for the match, plus 150.
Over 1.5 for the Argentina game?
Yes. Not team total. They match.
Okay.
You want to do that. I think that's the best way to do it.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I could get behind something like that. Do we want to throw on anything to do with USA tonight? Do you want to play the both teams to score? Or is that just, that'd be a bet
by
itself anyway?
Well, can you really see this being 1-0? As good as we've played and how high scoring we've been?
I can't. I mean,
Belgium has a lot of firepower as well. I would really be surprised at 1-0.
Which I also is, got...
1-0 is 11-1 here.
Is it? I got burned on USA's last match, though, when I had the BTTS. I thought that Bosnia... Well,
that's a whole different ball game, though.
I know.
I mean, Bosnia isn't Belgium. I mean, this is a top 10 outfit.
Yeah.
This is a whole different ball game.
I must say, they're showing highlights right now. And when Portugal lost about in the last 45 minutes, when Ronaldo was on the pitch, he got the entire Spanish side came out and they gave him a standing ovation, and his Portuguese teammates did the same thing. And then he was like looking up at the crowd. He didn't even really like let it breathe. He did it for like 30 seconds or a minute, maybe. That guy could have stood there and taken the ovation and really like soaked it in for a good 5 minutes at least. And it did not feel like he did that. I think he wanted to get off the pitch the way it looked.
He did.
His head was down. He was just super sad the way it looked as they got beaten. He had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with Neymar yesterday.
Is Caminero going deep?
Well, this is just
11 home runs in his last 12 games, plus 330 at DraftKings.
He's that high of a number, huh? Because Schlittler is the guy going.
Caminero, what Devers has been doing.
He could
throw an Ohtani on there. I mean, but this is, right? It's like a big story when he doesn't go deep.
I know.
What he's done.
There was another guy, too.
Garcia. Garcia.
Oh, my God. He's
nine home runs in the last 12 games. There's another guy.
How good is that lineup?
Yeah, that's plus 380.
Maybe just keep betting the Nationals like in the first five and their games to go over. Doesn't seem like a bad recipe there. The reason why I'm not going to bet Caminero is I haven't bet any of these. I did bet one day, actually, and he did not hit a home run. So when I hop in on streaks like this, I know how it's going to go.
Yeah, but it's like the soccer stuff, though, too, with the FOMO. I mean, it keeps hitting, though.
Well, I kept betting that, though.
People, right. The superstars keep scoring.
Yeah. So the value plays right now, biggest edges on the board, vsin.com, courtesy of Opta AI. Austin Wells in that matchup against McClanahan tonight, 1+ hit, run, and RBI. You can get that at minus 111. They make the number minus 359. That is their number one prop on the entire board tonight. Austin Wells. Let me see if they have any good value with the pitching. Yeah, Fott, the aforementioned Fott for the Diamondbacks. 4+ Ks minus 120. That's their number one prop. And Dustin May, what do you want? Dustin May's their second biggest edge. His last two starts, 2 innings, 6 hits, 6 earned, 2 home runs. And then 0.2 innings, 5 hits, 5 earned runs. In his last start, when his velocity was actually back up.
Yep. He's a conundrum. Arise 750 career against Gausman.
Cool.
And there's plenty of at-bats there as well. You're betting at Circa for a limited time. You can fund your wagers with crypto using BurraPay and pay no BurraPay transaction fees. Fast, secure, and other ways Circa continues to innovate for sports bettors. Visit BurraPay.com to learn more. Take advantage of fee-free crypto wagering before August 31st. exclusively at the Circa Sportsbook here at Circa Resort and Casino. Burra Pay transactions fees waived as part of the campaign. Standard cryptocurrency network and exchange fees may apply.
They're ahead of the game. Take advantage of that.
Excellent job.
Sure. For those of you that are hardcore into crypto.
Our guy, Dave Hall, been on him a long time, does the local news here. It says 3-2 USA tonight.
Okay.
Well, that is 25-1. Come on, Dave.
Now, that would be a banger if he's right with that one.
Would be a banger.
And we now know the winner of USA and Belgium, who they're going to face in the quarters. We'll discuss that. More of tonight's match with all the numbers coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.